A man with dyslexia who failed a screening test to get into the police claims the Human Rights Commission was dismissive and insulting when he asked for advice. When he inquired about police training in 2016, he was assured he'd get extra time for written tests. But when he applied in 2018, he was told that wasn't possible. When he failed the test, the man, Anthony, phoned the commission because he was worried he would never be accepted into the police. He told our reporter Ruth Hill the advisor on the other end of the phone was rude and dismissive.
He immediately shot back, "Oh, okay, so you failed the intelligence part then." I was pretty crushed by that point. Another thing that he said was, "I would be a danger to people because I can't read. And how would I be able to look at maps if I can't read? I could get people killed. I would never meet their standards. And the test did what it was supposed to do and keep a person like me out." And he also said that I was delusional for putting all my eggs in one basket. I feel the whole time I've been brushed aside like I just don't matter, like they've got bigger things to do.
Where did you leave things with the Human Rights Tribunal?
They've never said sorry. Because, they don't have notes on anything, they basically are like, "Well, we can't prove anything, you can't prove anything."
Are you confident that you could have passed the test if it hadn't been, a restricted time frame and that you feel that put you under unfair pressure?
I don't know. I might have done better. A lot of advocates will say the same thing, is that psychometric testing, in a way, is an extra barrier for people that have dyslexia. It's an extra barrier.
You're confident that your dyslexia would not get in the way of you being a good police officer if you were accepted?
No, I don't think it would, because I know a couple of dyslexic cops, and when I talked to her about the whole situation, and she was like, "No, don't worry about it, man. There's heaps of dyslexic cops. It's not a problem for them." And that made me feel really good. Being a cop is more than just driving around in a fast car and catching bad guys and stuff. There's a lot of aspirational work to it, you know? You're a role model for the community, and to see someone who is dyslexic, who has managed to do something that's upstanding for the community, that's fighting for justice, it's awesome.
That is a man with dyslexia who is facing an uphill battle to join the police, speaking with RNZ reporter Ruth Hill there.